When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Emma
and Maggie,
and welcome back to another episode of Love Ya Bye. Our guest today is one of our best friends. We're so excited to have him on the podcast, Graydon Cutler.
Hello.
Graydon, is this your first podcast that you've ever been on?
Yes, obviously.
I'm honored.
I'm honored.
Me too.
I'm so excited. Today's episode's going to be really fun. We are going to do like a little Q&A style episode. Graydon's going to ask us questions that you guys sent in. And also, we're just going to talk about some funny stuff. You guys were asking really great questions. But before we get on into the episode, Graydon, we start off every episode with the peak and the pit of the week. This is something that you may be familiar with because every single trip we go on, we say our peak and our pit at the end. Yeah. Or just like whenever we do stuff together, we're like, okay, what was the peak? What was the pit? So you can start off with your peak and your pit.
My peak was our dinner last weekend.
Where'd we go? Well, we started off at Contessa.
We did like the tour de Boston. Contessa, then Strega, then we went to Lola, and then we went to, where'd we go after?
Scorpion Bar.
Okay, let's pretend we didn't go there though, okay? But that was my peak, and my pit was, what was my pit? It's like hard, you know, I can't really find a pit.
Sometimes you just don't have a pit.
Sometimes you don't have a pit. You know, you'd think I would have a pit, but I don't.
I feel like your life is going pretty well lately. Like, you're blowing up on TikTok and there's just nothing to be sad about.
Nothing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, well, my peak of the week, I think mine was last night when we went to the Snowport, Graydon.
Yeah, I was going to say that for my, like, a backup.
And it was really cute and fun. We walked around to all the little shops. We got some Christmas gifts. And then we went to a pizza place after. And it was really good. Mm-hmm. Came home, made hot chocolate, and ate apple cider donuts that we got from the Christmas stroll. And my pit would probably have to be that yesterday I was leaving the nail salon. And I had such a busy day ahead of me. And I'm walking to my car. And I'm on FaceTime with Graydon talking about just all the stuff I have to do. And I turn the corner and my car is gone. I was like, are you kidding me? My car got towed and I'm in the middle of Boston. It's so cold. Like, the wind was blowing in my face and my car got towed and I had to go pick it up. I get to the tow yard. I give my license after I paid for the car to be let out, released. I also had to pay a bunch of tickets that I had from just like parking and stuff. And then after, I hand over my license and I hand over my receipt and the lady's like, you need to go to the front because we're not going to be able to give you your car because your license is expired. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to renew my license on my birthday because it expired a couple of weeks ago when I turned 26 and I haven't renewed it. And so I get to the front, the guy starts screaming at me. I like try to explain nicely like what happened and he starts screaming at me, so you don't have a license? So you don't have a license? I'm like, yes, I do have a license, but like it expired. And so I end up bawling my eyes out, whatever. I get my car eventually. My boyfriend has to come because he has obviously like a non-expired license, has to come get me and then get the car, drive it home. And it was just this whole thing. So that's my pit.
Well, now you know, because I told you they're rude because I've been to that tow yard like 10 times.
I know. Now I'm just confused why they're so rude. It's like,
because they work at a tow yard.
I know.
No, spread the holiday cheer.
I don't think there's holiday cheer at a tow yard. I really don't. That's why they're rude. But
okay. Anyway. My peak and my pit would have to be, I was just trying to think of them and I was like trying to think of what I've done this last week. And I feel like I've just been so busy with like Vlogmas and stuff that I don't even remember what I've been doing because every single day is like a blur. But I'd have to say that I guess like that could be my pit, is that I'm like not actually, it's not even like a pit at all. Like I actually enjoy being busy and I don't really have a pit because I kind of am having fun other than like with being super busy all the time. But my peak would probably have to be the fact that I got blacko curtains in my bedroom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, it's so dark. Like, I go to sleep and I don't see a single light, and it's just so cozy. And I just can't wait to, like, be... all I want to do is, like, go in my bed and sleep.
That would be so bad for me. I wouldn't wake up for days.
Oh, my God. It was, like, hard for me to wake up today because I didn't know what time it was.
Oh, my God.
Let's get on into the episode. Okay, so as we said, Graydon's going to ask us some questions from the audience. And also, Graydon, feel free to chime in at any time because some of these questions are directed towards, like, the three of us.
Okay, cool.
In our relationship together and all of that. So first, I think that we should just put it out there and, like, because a lot of people were asking how we know each other. So I think we should just talk about that quickly before we get into the questions, because that was a very common asked question. I mean, we don't really have this extravagant answer. Like, Graydon and I have been friends for, like, over 10 years. We went to high school together. And obviously, Emma met Graydon through me because he is my best friend. So that's how we all met.
So, yeah, we met in high school, and then I met Emma because I think I met Emma the first time when we went to the beach over the summer and you brought Emma with B, right?
I think so. That was, like, so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I met Emma.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Graydon and I have the same birthday.
Yeah.
So we share that.
We do. The best birthday ever. Okay, that's that. Do I ask questions now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pick the juiciest ones. So, okay, we'll start late. What are the personalities of your friend group? The funny one, the mom, etc.
Okay, I think the funny one is just the obvious.
I feel like it's all of us.
Okay, yeah, we're all funny in our own ways. And we're all funny together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're the funny one, Graydon.
I was going to say, I feel like Graydon's the funniest.
I'm the funniest in the sense that, like, I'm probably the less serious, the least serious, you know? Like, yeah. And then Maggie can play mom sometimes because she's just, like, sometimes gets, like, she's a little more dramatic, like, a little more serious. And then, I don't know what the other category was, but then that leaves Emma.
I feel like Emma has multiple
different traits. Like,
traits.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I would have to say that Emma is the
young one that's, like, crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like the one, I just don't know.
I always have the crazy stories.
Yeah, the crazy stories. And I feel like you're a little bit more, honestly, maybe a little bit more, like, goofy. Like, people don't know that, like, you have, like,
a goofy side.
Like, a goofy side.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty goofy.
Did I offend you? No. Okay, good.
No. You didn't offend me at all. I agree. I agree completely.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
What is one daily habit that changed your life for the better? I'll sit out on this.
Graydon! Okay, well, I think my one daily habit that changed my life for the better, which I actually did this morning, I've been trying to do it more lately, is meditating. And I know it sounds scary, but if you just do it for, like, you start for, like, 5 minutes a day, and then you work your way up to 10 minutes, maybe 20. Like, I used to be a 20-minute a day girl, and I just feel like it's changed my life. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm just a lot less stressed throughout the day. I feel like when I meditate, I actually am, like, conscious of my breathing. Like, I take deep belly breaths throughout the day. And when I don't meditate, like, I swear I, like, don't even breathe deeply.
When you do your deep breaths, I always think you're mad at me.
A lot of people do. And I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm just breathing.
Like, we'll be in the car and you're like...
I know. I'm like,
oh my God.
How come I've never noticed that?
Really?
She probably only does it around me.
So maybe she is mad at you.
Honestly.
Well, how come I've never noticed that?
Okay, but if it's when I'm driving, it's because I get anxious when I'm driving sometimes.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you ever, like, afraid to be with your own thoughts for that long when you're, like, meditating?
I do guided meditation. So, like, the person who's leading the meditation tells you what to do and what to think about. Like, this morning, you had to picture either yourself now or yourself as a kid, and you had to say, like, affirmations like, I am healthy, I am strong, I am confident, stuff like that. And so you're kind of, like, saying it in your head, and it's, like, empowering in your breathing.
Emma, what's yours? Oh, wait, my daily habit. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, my daily habit that changed my life for the better is, like, prioritizing my sleep and my rest, because, like, getting a good night's sleep or, like, letting my body rest when it just, like, needs to, and, like, taking things slow really makes me less anxious. I'm a very anxious person, and I feel like that helps a lot with being anxious, and also like I don't crash during the day, or like taking a nap. Like I used to never take naps.
I love a nap.
But, like taking a good nap like makes you feel really good.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Well, I used to not fall asleep until like 1, so then I wouldn't get a good night's sleep because my light, like my room was so bright. But lately I've been like trying to make my sleeping space very cozy and like trying to go to bed around, like put my phone down around like 10:30, 11 and like actually be like out. Cause then you wake up and you feel so refreshed when you get like a good night's sleep.
I need to fix my sleeping schedule too.
I do too. I feel like I need to go to bed like, okay guys, I was watching one of my old vlogs and I went to bed at like 10 o'clock and I would wake up every day at 6.
No, listen to this. I was watching my old vlogs from high school and I would go to bed at 7 and wake up at 4:30 to go to the gym. Please. Like, that was like a little bit
Emma,
much.
Going to bed at 7, don't you think you would miss out on the night a little?
I was in high school. What was I going to miss out
that's
on?
So true.
It's not like I had like anything to tend to. I was like me, myself, and I. And like, I didn't do my homework, so I just go to bed.
Yeah, sometimes sleeping just is like a good way to take up the time. Okay. Do you guys compare yourselves to each other a lot?
We never compare each other to ourselves to each other.
No.
Like, I don't know about you. I never once compare myself to Emma. And I don't know. I just feel like we're two completely different
people. I feel like we're not competitive. Yeah.
Not even like,
and
we're not
like
even work
competitive
stuff.
In that sense.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay.
I feel like work stuff is the last thing that we would ever compare. I mean, like, maybe sometimes I'm like Maggie knows how to put together an outfit, but like, I also don't care because like, I don't care.
Yeah. I feel like we each have like our strong suits, but that never makes me like feel bad about myself. Like, Emma's just like really naturally good at Pilates, and Emma has like a lot of patience in that area, and like I don't, you know, like I'm like go like, and I don't know, I feel like I don't put myself down about it, and you don't do that either. We just like never compare because you're your own person.
Yeah,
and like you have things about you that make you unique in yourself and like strong and stuff, and I have my own, so I feel like that's just like really special.
And at the end of the day, comparing gets you nowhere.
Oh yeah, I know,
it just breaks you down for no good reason.
Agreed.
What is our the best memory with each other, whether that's you and Emma or like all three of us or like two separate ones?
Okay.
Guys, oh my gosh.
There's too many.
I feel like we have way too many, but I think like one of my favorite memories is when we went to Miami.
Yeah.
In January 2021.
Also because we all just love Miami so much.
I know. I feel like that was just a really funny time for us. Like when we went to the one hotel and we stayed. Well, first we started at the Edition.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait, I don't think that we like this hotel. So we go right down to the lobby. We're like, we're leaving. Sorry. And so then we go to the one. We check in. Remember, we had our rental car because it was like during COVID. So we were like, okay, well, let's just rent a car. So then we have like less contact with people.
Yeah. When we were leaving, like, remember how you told me to like tell the front desk? You were like, okay, Green, you have to tell the front desk that we're leaving. And I was like, okay, cool. So I go up and I was like, I'm so sorry. I know you just work here, but like, this hotel is not it for us and we can't fit in this room. The room was like a shoebox. And she was like, oh, where are you going if you don't mind me asking? And I was like, one hotel. And she was like, great choice. Like, she was like jealous.
Graydon, remember when we were there and you were like, I'm going to extend my flight one more day and stay. And so you're on the phone with JetBlue. You're like, hi, can I just please extend my flight one more day? I'm going to stay and whatever.
I want to leave. Goes, I said I want to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, she goes, I want you want to leave tomorrow. She goes, your flight was yesterday. You already missed it.
Which like has never happened to me in my whole entire life. But like, of course that would happen to me when we're like all together in Miami. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then she was like, yeah, I'll move your flight. Enjoy your trip. I was like, oh my God, thanks. Bye. We just had a good streak of luck on that trip, you know?
Yeah, we did.
That was funny.
Yeah, I'd say that's my favorite memory of all of us too.
One of my favorite memories, this is just like a funny, like it's not even like a favorite, but it just popped into my head. We were in LA for, was it Super Bowl or was it Revolve Wellness Week? It was Super Bowl weekend.
No, he was not at Wellness Week.
Hell no.
So it was Super Bowl weekend. And we had to go get Erewhon coffee in the morning. So I picked you guys up. We go to Erewhon. We got our coffee. We got our little breakfast. We're on our way to my friend's house. And we're in a Tesla Plaid. Those things go really fast. really fast. Yeah. And they have like a launch mode. They have the launch mode where like the person driving like presses a button and you literally take off like it's a rocket. Spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, like insane. And you guys were not prepared. You guys were
in the
backseat.
No, I was filming.
I was trying to like take a Snapchat or something.
Yeah, but you weren't paying attention to anything. Off.
Guys, my Air One Ice Vanilla Latte went flying in the air.
And all you hear is Maggie scream in the back. We should put the clip on our Instagram so people can watch the clips.
We should post it to Love Your Bipod.
Yeah, that was so really funny. I didn't really believe that it went that fast, to be honest.
I know, it goes fast.
Like, yeah, it was crazy.
What's your favorite memory,
Brayden? Probably anytime we've been to Miami, and then Coachella was so fun, minus like the actual festival part.
What about Wyndham?
Oh my god, and Wyndham. There's too many, I can't pick one.
What about New York for Marcus's birthday in the snowstorm?
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
On the other hand, what are some bad memories we've had together?
I don't think any memory we've had is bad. I think that like, I just think that like, even if bad stuff happens, like it turns into something funny.
Okay, how about the time you shut your finger in your car door and
but that was
half.
Funny. We had to run across. Oh my god, we were supposed to go to the Red Sox game, remember?
Yeah.
With our friends. Yeah. No, we were going to go get Poke Bowls and then go to the Red Sox game. And so I shut my finger in the car door. It's gushing blood. My finger snaps in half. We run across the street to the fire department.
We had to go to the fire station.
Yeah.
And they're like staring at me and there's like blood squirting out of my finger. And then they like wrapped it up. And then I think we ended up at Marielle that night. Like we went to the club.
And you had a sausage finger.
Yeah, I had a sausage finger. And I wore this like poster girl outfit. It was like zebra, like blue zebra. And I had like blue eyeshadow with a thing on my finger.
Wait, guys, can I say one more favorite memory that I've had with us?
Yeah.
When we went to every single Stanley Cup playoff game.
Oh my god, that was fun. I forgot about that.
For the Bruins. That was fun. We were just like regulars.
We were puck sluts. Yeah, we haven't been back. We haven't been back to a Bruins game in like over a year. 2 years.
I know.
No, it's been a year because we went last Vlogmas.
Oh yeah, we did. I just got a memory from today.
That's when I bought $600 worth of 50-50 raffle tickets. And I didn't win.
I think raffles are rigged because like that's a lot of tickets.
I know, I thought for sure we'd win. Remember, we were gonna win and then we were like, well, what should we do with the money?
We probably were like, get a table somewhere.
I think we wanted to rent a yacht.
How much was it?
I don't know, I think it was honestly like 50 grand.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Imagine. Okay, well, that leads us into our next question, which is, what is the best investment you made in your early 20s? I know that was money we were just talking about, but, like, I think that means, like not an actual, like, monetary investment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a really good product or something?
Like, a really good product. Who wants to go first?
I would say my best investment, that's not, like, a actual thing, but investing in my health.
Mm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will spend money on any sort of like workout clothes or any sort of health, like buying like healthy foods and wellness things and whatever would help me, therapy, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I think my best investment is probably, I really thought that dietitian that I went to a few years ago.
Yeah.
I did a hormone test. I did a different test. I just feel like doing actual tests like that, you find out so much about your health instead of just going to the doctor when you have an issue and getting like medication to, I said that really weird, medication, and getting like medicine to just kind of be like a band-aid for what's wrong, like actually seeing blood work and like a hormone test and stuff like that and like food sensitivities, like that stuff was really worth the money because that doesn't get covered by insurance, like a doctor.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah, it's like a holistic doctor and you have to like pay, and it was very expensive, but it like showed me so much about my body. Like, I want to do it again because I know that obviously the problem that I had before, I don't think is like healed all the way because my skin's breaking out, but I just really liked doing that. And I think I want to do like a food sensitivity one next and do like another hormone one.
Yeah, I should probably do that too, honestly.
But that was like a really good investment. I'm glad I did that.
I don't have a investment. I really don't. Like, the best, I can't think of one thing that I've ever bought in my 20s that I'm like, oh my god, I'm so glad I bought that. Besides like anything food related.
But something food related can still be a good investment.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying like meals. But that's it.
Good.
Yeah. What is something you are most proud of in your careers?
Emma, do you want to go first?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking. I don't have one right off the top of my head. Something I think that I'm most proud of in my career so far, personally, is being as successful as I am at such a young age, which it's like, I almost feel embarrassed sometimes, like saying it out loud and being like, I'm like successful and like being like proud of myself, and I should be give myself more credit, because I mean, like, even when I was in high school, I was still like a senior in high school and I was pretty successful. Not many seniors in high school are in the same position, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not many. So I mean, not like, at all.
Nobody.
When I was a senior, or, you know?
Well, especially, yeah.
No,
yeah,
but I know, like, what you mean, Emma. I know exactly what
it's
you
just
mean.
Like, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just proud of myself for being able to like fend for myself and be on my own and like live in like such a beautiful apartment.
Yeah.
And kind of just like do what I love to do, you know?
Yeah. Period. You should be proud.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud too.
Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
I think for me so far, like, I'm proud of my Revolve capsule collection coming out next year, March 2023. Everyone, mark your calendars.
Hey.
I'm proud of that. But other than that, I think what I'm most proud of is just being able to be comfortable and confident enough to be 100% myself online, which is really hard to do when thousands of people are watching you, especially people that you know. Like, I've just always can honestly say that I've been truly myself, despite sometimes like looking back on some of my old videos being like, that's so embarrassing, I can't believe like I would say that. But I'm myself, and I've also like helped so many people, and it just makes me happy that by like being myself, I can like help a lot of people. Like, I just love getting messages from people and meeting people and them just telling me like, you've helped me so much with this, or you've helped me so much with this. And it just, that's like what I think I'm most proud of, because like, I don't even know these people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know them personally, but the fact that I can like help them just through my videos and like being myself like makes me really happy.
When people say like, oh, just be yourself, it's like, that's not a hard, that's not an easy task sometimes, you know?
I know. Especially when online.
Especially when people are watching you.
Yeah. And there's so many other people where you could just, like, do something and be just like someone else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, biggest ick about each other.
Okay.
Who wants to lay this one down?
I think you should, Graydon.
Okay. I think if you're doing icks about each other, unless it's like a certain person, like a certain like relationship, I feel like you shouldn't be doing that, because you're just like offending each, you're offending people. Like, if we all sat down and I was like, my biggest ick is when, I feel like it's just, it's like that one opportunity that the, you know, the trend gives you to kind of like shit on your friend for like 2 minutes straight. And I think it's me.
It reminds me of such like a middle school thing.
Yeah. And I feel like people take it too far.
Me too. And I think that if I were to ever sit down with you guys and you guys were to say your icks about me, it would make me like super self-conscious about things that I didn't even realize I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. I'd probably like, cry.
I would too. And then
me
I would
too.
Like,
I'd probably feel so insecure.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I would overthink everything. And I would like then try to act a certain way and like do certain things just because I'd be like, oh my God, well, this, they noticed this about me. I just feel like it's not like a nice trend.
I feel like it could lead, like saying X to each other can like literally lead to a fist fight.
Yeah.
Like, I can totally see that happening. It's like somebody's like, my biggest ick is like, you don't like shut the door behind you. And then the other person's, they go back and forth. And then the person's like, my biggest ick is like, you're fat. You know, like that could happen.
It just ends in a brawl.
And then they start like ripping each other's hair out.
I would literally flip the table like Teresa on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Period. Yeah. I just think the whole thing is bad.
We should start our own trend on TikTok where we sit down with each other and we say, like, what we love about each other.
Yeah.
We should do it.
Why don't we turn the ick question into, like, the biggest, most thing that you would love about each other?
Okay.
Biggest.
Your biggest mush.
Your biggest
what
kiss.
Makes your heart mushy.
My.
Your biggest kiss.
Ick. Like, it, well, what's the opposite of an ick?
Like, icky. So what's the opposite?
Yum.
Your biggest yum.
Oh my God, your biggest yum. Okay, my biggest yum about Emma is that, okay, my biggest yum about Emma is that when we're together, like, we can just say like one word or one thing and like if I say one thing to her, she can like finish my sentence, or if it's like a story, I can just say like one specific thing about that story and she like knows exactly what I'm talking about, and we just like laugh for hours about stuff together. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's my favorite thing about you, and that's my biggest yum. And my biggest yum about Graydon, I think, is that if I text you, like, I could text you and be like, hey, want to go climb Mount Everest? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll be there in
100%. That also has a lot to do with the fact that, like, I don't have anything to do all day. So, like, I'm always down. But even if I were busy, I'd still be like, sure. Like, who's going first, you know?
Yeah.
That's so true. I'm like that with most of my friends, unless they ask me to go to, like, a weird place, you know?
Yeah.
Like a weird restaurant, I'll be like, we're not going there. My biggest yummy is, I'll go for each of you. My biggest yummy for Maggie is, actually for all of us, we can hang out and like not really talk to each other and just like sit on the couch and not talk, and it like doesn't feel awkward.
And it feels so chill and relaxed.
Yeah. And you can't do that with some people.
No, because there's like awkward silence and tension, and you like feel like pressure to have to be talking about something.
To have to say something.
And we don't have to entertain. We just hang.
Yeah. But we entertain with silence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like then randomly one person will just like shoot their leg up and everybody will laugh.
Yeah.
Like probably Emma, because she's so flexible.
Probably me.
she'll jump into a full split in dead silence. Okay, that's a good idea. We should make a TikTok about that.
Yeah, we should. Let me do mine really quick. My biggest yum for Graydon would have to be that, Graydon, you are just so, like, the energy that you give off when we're, like, all just around each other. Like, when you walk into a room, I just, like, can't help but smile. Like,
me too.
You just, like, make me so happy.
Period.
By doing nothing. Even if you come up on my TikTok, I'm like, oh my God, like, you just give off such like a nice, like, heartwarming energy that it just is like, you just make everyone so happy and feel so good.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Graydon, like, when you walk into my house, I literally, every single time I get so happy, I go, Graydon.
Yeah, you go,
smile.
Or you say, Gertrude.
Graydon, I haven't said that in years.
I know, I kind of miss it.
Maggie.
No, you say Gertie. You say Gertie Goose.
You say Gertie. Gertie. My yum for Maggie would have to be probably that you are... Oh my God, there's
It's
so
hard
weight.
To pick one.
It's so hard to pick one. Wait, okay. Mine about you would probably have to be like, kind of like what you were saying with Graydon. Like, if I were to text you and be like, hi, like, let's do that. Like, let's go do this. It's like something random. You would just like, come do it with me. Like, you're just down to like, for example, like if we both were at Copley the other day at the same time, like we, you know, it just kind of is like, you're always... down.
I'm always around.
Hang out. You're always around and you're just... Or if I was like, let's go to Chicago for a weekend, like you'd be like, okay, like that time that we were on the Cape, we had plans on being on the Cape for a week, and then it was a Thursday, I look at you, I'm like, should we go to Chicago? You go, yeah. So we book flights, we get right back into the car, we drive right back to Boston, we flew out to Chicago like literally that night.
Yeah, we bought suitcases at Away because we were planning on staying in Chicago for a week
and then going to Aspen.
So we bought suitcases and packed for a 2-week trip and we left.
We had two big suitcases each.
What, two winters ago?
No, last winter. Last January, actually.
Did the fame turn Emma and Maggie into different people?
And that one's for you to answer.
Oh, me? You want me to answer?
Yeah, because obviously, like, well, you've known me way longer.
Well, you met me too before.
Yeah. Well, first I'd like to preface by saying like nobody's the same person they are like even a year ago. Like every year you shed a shell, you know. But I don't think like it changed you like as a person, because you're still the same bitch I met freshman year of high school, you know. And Emma's the same girl I met at the beach that beautiful July afternoon. There's always like facets of like, obviously like you're more concerned about like privacy and like things like that, like because like your lifestyle's changed. But as a person, absolutely not.
I think like doing what we do honestly has made me a better person than before, because I think about stuff way more deeply now, and I feel like I'm way more self-aware. Also, that definitely comes with like age. I just think of myself like in college, like freshman year of college and sophomore year of college, and then even before that, where I'm like, okay, why did I do that, or why did I act that way, or you know what I mean? I just feel like I'm so much more self-aware now, because I feel like I have so many eyes on me me at all times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's made me be a better person.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Even on, like, my really small TikTok account, like, people will be like, oh, like, this is supposed to be, like, the people correct you, you know? So I feel like people keep you accountable. Not that I've said anything offensive online, but, like, just, like anything. People are like, oh, just so you know, like, this is blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, and I feel like I just gaining, like, a larger audience online, like, hasn't made me think that I am, like...
better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If anything, it's made me just, like, the opposite, you know? Realize mm-hmm. that everybody's, like, equal no matter what you do for a job. Like, we're at the end of the day, like, take all that, everything away, everyone's jobs, and, like, the amount of money people have, like, the car that you drive, or, you know what I mean? It's just, like, we're all human at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what really matters mm-hmm. is, like, what's on the inside and, like, how you treat people.
Yeah. This is for you guys to answer, because I feel like this has been a big topic on TikTok. Like, I don't even know why I'm on the side of TikTok. Can you share your experience with birth control, positive or negative? Mm-hmm. Emma, go ahead.
I'll start with mine. I've never taken it, never been on it, and I won't ever take it just because I don't want to mess up my hormones in any other way. And, like, taking artificial hormones terrifies me, but that's mine. I've never been on it. I have no input on it because I have no idea how it changes your body or what you feel like when you're on it. But I do know that my friends that go on it feel awful, that they always end up going off of it and the downfall coming off of it. When you lean off of it, withdrawal. They just always are so sick. And the withdrawal, yeah, the withdrawal just, like, always makes them feel so sick and whatnot. So that's me.
Wow, where do I even start? So I am currently not on it. I haven't taken it since March of 2017. But I started birth control when I was a freshman in high school because I had really, really bad periods and they were really, not to be TMI, but I mean, a majority of the people listening are probably girls, so you can relate. I had really bad periods, like really bad cramps and just like a lot of bleeding to the point where I lost so much blood that I had really low iron levels. And I went to the doctor because I was getting so lightheaded. And the doctor was like, you're losing so much blood when you get your period. You have like no iron left. And so oh my she God. Put me on birth control to help that. And so I was on birth control freshman year of high school until my sophomore year of college. And I don't even know how many years it is. I think like 6 years. And then one thing I noticed when I was on birth control is that my sophomore year of high school, so I had been taking birth control for a year, I had really bad stomach pains and I was sitting at the lunch table and I literally couldn't get up. And I remember telling my friend, like, I'm not okay right now. I think my appendix burst, like my stomach hurts so bad. And she was like, Maggie, like, stop lying. You're just joking. And I was like, no, I'm not kidding. Something's wrong. And I ended up having to get taken by a stretcher. This is so embarrassing. Like, wheeled out of my high school.
Wait, when?
Past the library, which sophomore year at lunch. I don't know if we had the same lunch that year.
Mm-mm, probably not, because I would have.
No, I don't think we did.
Remember seeing you on a stretcher.
We didn't have the same lunch, but I got, I literally had to go in a wheelchair. And I remember telling my English teacher, Miss Kasparian, she was like, Maggie, like, you need a wheelchair if you're not going to walk to the nurse. And I was like, no, I literally can't walk. And she was like, gonna have one of the kids from our class carry me down the hallway. So anyway, I go to the hospital and they tell me that I had an ovarian cyst, a cyst on my ovary, and it burst, it like ruptured. And I had the worst pain from that. And I think that the reason why I had that cyst is because of the birth control that I was taking. And then I took it for years. I still kept continuing to take it, but I was on like a seasonal birth control where I would take it for 3 months straight. And then I would have the week where I would get my period. And then I would take another 3 months, just like taking a pill every day for 3 months. And then finally, my sophomore year of college, I ended up having to switch to a different brand, and they said that they discontinued the brand that I used to take, and the new one that I was taking was just like a generic version of the one that I was taking. I ended up gaining like so much weight very fast, too. I gained like 15 pounds. I all of a sudden couldn't even fit into my pants, and I just felt like very puffy from like a lot of water retention. And then I just like stopped taking it completely, and I haven't taken it since. And then ever since I got off of it, that's when I started noticing like problems with my skin. And I think that my body's just like really messed up from taking artificial hormones for so long that it's like still not regulated. But obviously, like, I'm not a doctor. Like, I'm just telling my story. I don't recommend birth control. I think that there are different ways to prevent getting pregnant. And also, I think that you should just like do a lot more research. I think that people, they just like hand out birth control as a way to like fix, I'm saying fix in quotes, like fix a lot of problems that could be fixed in a different way. You know what I mean? Like, they don't give birth control out nowadays just for not getting pregnant. It's like, you have acne, here's birth control. Oh, this is wrong with you. Like, you have low iron, take birth control. It's like, no. I think that there are other ways to help, and also other ways to prevent pregnancy. Like, I track my cycle, and I just know like when I'm ovulating, when I'm gonna get my period, stuff like that. And that's the tea.
Okay, I have a hot take. I think men should be taking birth control, not women.
Exactly, and I was gonna say that too. Like, why does it all have to be on the girl? The girl should literally do everything.
If I was in the pussy pond, you know, I would be taking birth control. I feel like it would be easier for a guy to take birth control than a girl. I feel like they have so many more parts. I mean, I'm no doctor, obviously.
Guys are so forgetful, they wouldn't do it because they'd be lazy and forget.
They're too so into being a man that they would never, ever take birth control, which is so sad because, like, mm-mm. You don't want a kid? Cool, I'll take... Then even get a vasectomy because I'm pretty sure you can get those reversed. Like, you don't want a baby? Okay, get snips. Like, problem solved.
I know. The fact that this is, like, put on girls so much is really sad.
I know.
I don't know, because then also some boys are like, ew, I would never wear a condom. It doesn't feel the same. But it's like, okay, like...
Okay, cool, then don't have sex.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Like, that's not my problem. It's yours.
Ugh, yeah, I could go on and on. Okay, last but not least, going into the new year, and I feel like everybody always asks you this question specifically, and you've definitely answered it before. How do you stay productive?
I think I stay productive because... I think, you know what it has to do with? It all has to do with consistency and not perfection. And that's how I stay productive. Like, I don't try to be perfect with anything. And I just try to stay consistent. And it's not ever going to be perfect. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. But every single day you can work towards things. And I swear, consistency, then you look back and you're like, it becomes a habit. Like, my mom always told me, if you do something for 21 days... it becomes a habit. For example, when I started my YouTube channel, she told me post a video on YouTube every single day for 30 days because after 21, it'll become a habit. And I did it. And then after that, like, it turned into what it is now. Like, YouTube's my full-time job because of my mom telling me to post for 30 days and just be consistent. My videos, I had no idea how to edit. I didn't even know like what to talk about. Like, I could have sat there and delayed the process because I wanted my videos to be perfect. I wanted to be like an expert at editing. I wanted to have like an aesthetic, whatever. You know what I mean? All the stuff that you overthink about. But I just like did it and was consistent and it turned into what it is. I feel like it's the same for you, Graydon. On your TikTok, like, remember when you first started, I told you post every single day and be consistent, and now look at you.
I know. And I was like, what do you mean post every single day?
Yeah, and it becomes a habit. And now you're like, don't you think, oh, well, I'm going to do this for TikTok.
Yeah, but now I get stressed out if I like don't post.
Well, don't let it stress
it's,
you out.
Because it's such a habit. Yeah. But I feel like that's a good thing that like makes a habit is that like you don't want to like not do it anymore, you know?
Exactly. So I think that just being consistent is probably my number one tip on how to like be productive.
Same. I agree, being consistent and like creating a routine for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Because you can sometimes like say if you book a workout, you don't have to work out 6 days a week. First of all, you can do what works for your body and what feels good. And I work out like 2 times a week, 3 times a week. And just having that routine of working out, say like every Tuesday, Thursday, I do it every week. And then you look back after consistently working out those 2 days and you're like, wait, I've been doing it now for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize.
And then it makes you like so happy and want to keep doing it because you stuck with it, you know?
It's like those little things, like get rid of perfectionism and being perfect and having everything just have to be a certain way. Like, just do it. Just start and be consistent. Don't wait for the new year.
Yeah.
Don't wait for Monday.
Mm-hmm. I hate...
Start
I
now.
I hate New Year's resolutions.
I know. I feel like at the beginning of the new year, well, when a new year starts, I like to sit down and I just like to think about, like, certain things that I obviously, like, envision for the year, but I've really liked making like a Pinterest board and saving just pictures that I like places that I want to go to, quotes that I like, stuff like that. And then I swear, just by me doing that in the beginning of the year, it like manifests in itself.
Because it's not like an actual goal that you're holding yourself accountable to. It's more of like a mood board that you see, like you put photos like of like board. How you kind of want your year to pan out. And then at the end of the year, I looked at mine the other day. It was so crazy because everything that I put on it was just like kind of happened almost, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to do that actually.
Wait, we should all do it. We should do it and make like have a night where we do it. And like drink wine, you know?
And like cut things out of like magazines.
Yeah. And we should actually put it on like a board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, thank you guys all so much for tuning in, and thank you for sending in your questions on Instagram. We had so much fun answering all of them. I wish we could have answered them all because there were so many good ones. And thank you so much for joining this week, Graydon. It was so fun having you on the podcast.
Thank you, Graydon. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to have to do another episode. I feel like people are just going to really love hearing from you and are going to want to hear more. So there will definitely be a part two. Let us know if that's something that you would want.
Also, Graydon, where can people find you?
You can find me at Graydon Cutler on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can find me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, just Maggie McDonald.
Same with me. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram is Emma McDonald. And be sure to subscribe and listen to Love Ya Bye on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we will see you guys next week. Love you.
Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.